And now it's time for Recovery Corner. I'm Mark, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you.
And in Recovery Corner, I reach out to fellow 12-steppers who are struggling to stay clean and sober or whatever they're struggling with that applies to 12-step programs. Today, I'm offering counsel to my temporary sponsee, George W., who said, "This is a hard country to defend." Yeah, life is hard, George W. Like when you're growing up with every privilege, going to prep school and then Yale, and then having your father bail you out at several failed businesses. Man, that was brutal, dude. Brutal. And it would be humiliating to almost anybody. But you were strong, and you didn't listen to all those fancy-pants intellectuals who called you a failure and a dimwit. Recovery is hard, too.
That was
too.
Just his dad.
I loved it.
Mano y mano, he's going to take him. Recovery is hard, too, George W. Every day you have to look in the mirror and say, "This is a hard person to defend." But that's why you surrounded yourself with ruthless ideologues who care nothing about the Constitution. I'm here, too. You know, just pick up the phone, buddy, and we'll get through this whole presidency thing together, because it's going to be over soon. You know, and I know it's hard, but not harder than the both of us. You know what I'm saying, buddy? We got what it takes. One day at a time. Think. Let go and let God. And just remember, if you got one foot in yesterday and the other foot in tomorrow, you're peeing on today. All right? God doesn't wake up and think he's you. This has been Recovery Corner. That's just reaching out.
Hey, who called our president a dimwit, man? Did somebody write that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I think I just did.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Why? You think that's a bad call?
Well, you know, dimwit is kind of a harsh term, isn't it?
That's a harsh
even
term?
Even for a dimwit, it's a harsh term.
Hey, wow. We can get that by the FCC.
We can get that.
We're fine with that.